The chemical responsible for the death of 14 people and injuries of to over 200 in West Texas is in wide use. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Hassett reports on how ammonium nitrate is regulated in New York State.
Ammonium nitrate is a crystal-like substance created from the gas anhydrous ammonia. Binghamton University Hazardous Waste Manager Brett Pearsall says the chemical is actually one of the most common chemicals in the world.
The average American that actually has their own garden or has flowers in their garden use ammonium nitrate. It's pretty much in every commercial fertilizer you purchase. Ammonium nitrate's used in quarrying to get stones. It's just really used in everything.
It's also valuable in the transport industry, who use anhydrous ammonia to refrigerate trucks carrying fresh produce. Here in New York State, ammonium nitrate is heavily regulated by the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. Before even being allowed to sell the chemical, distributors must be registered and agree to frequent checks by all federal and state regulators. Pearsall says it's only when ammonium nitrate comes in contact with fire that it becomes explosive.
When ammonium nitrate catches on fire, that chemical releases oxygen into the fire. Obviously, you know the reaction when you add oxygen to a fire, it just makes the fire bigger and hotter. So that's the actual danger behind ammonium nitrate. Ammonium nitrate by itself isn't highly toxic chemical. It's when it's stored improperly and in large quantities that it actually becomes hazardous.
Pearsall says if stored in a cool, dry place, away from organic and flammable solvents, the chemical is harmless. As for where fertilizer plants or facilities are located, he says state officials keep those locations under wraps. Tougher regulations came into effect in New York State in late 2005. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.